Let us pray. The most loving God, thank you for bringing us this morning to worship you as a church. As we worship you, let us our hearts be humbled before you. Let us let go of all the things, worries, distractions, get away from our heads and our hearts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. Amen. I love eating chili. So when I got married, I wanted to be a nice husband, as well as all the newly married couple does. I cooked a delicious chili with this secret recipe that I got from this friend. Because it was delicious to me, I assumed that human would like it too. Then since we were only married for a couple of months, she didn't say anything for a while. But I started to sense that she was a little dragging when she was eating my chili. But later on, she confessed that it was her first time ever eating a food called chili, and that she didn't like it that much. It was hurting, but there was no intention of forcing her to eat my chili. Anyhow, since then, Hyun ignored the existence of chili, and one of my favorite dishes slowly disappeared from our dining table. And for several years, I didn't have much chance to have chili. However, after one Sunday, we went to grocery shopping together, and I saw her buying a bunch of canned beans and chili powder. So I asked her, "What's up with all these beans?" And apparently, that Sunday, I think it was Char who brought chili with cornbread for our coffee hour. And Hyun suddenly fell in love with chili. She finally realized the delicious taste of it. I guess it's more about who cooks it, right? Anyhow, so that for a whole week, I think we had chili for almost every meal. This moment of realization, this moment of new insight, sometimes we call it as a moment, aha moment. It's when you have a sudden understanding that solves a problem. It's when you are able to reinterpret a situation, or sometimes when a joke makes sense all of a sudden. Today's gospel reading, which is a rich story full of important messages, a popular story during this Easter season, perhaps one of its key moments is this aha moment of the disciples when they notice Jesus Christ. Let us ride our time machines back to this very day of resurrection. It was only 3 days after the death of Jesus Christ. They were miserable. They were lost. Their belief and trust toward this teacher and leader named Jesus, which they had to follow, giving up so many things in their lives. And Jesus has died. Everything was finished. Many disciples were hiding in secret places, scattered all over the city. There was no one who was standing up to figure out what they should do next. And worst comes to worst, they just heard this message that the body of Christ from the tomb was missing. As they were walking on the countryside, talking about these confusions, questioning how to understand all of these happenings, the stranger walks with them. According to the scripture, they had a conversation with the stranger for the 7 miles of walk. And if we calculate it in hours, that's about 2 hours of conversation. And they invited the stranger into their house. Until then, they didn't realize. And when this stranger person broke the bread to them, the disciples had that aha moment which enabled them to realize the resurrected Christ before them. They were able to connect all of the dots about the scripture teachings, about the Messiah, and Christ who will rise from death. It was not a new concept they were learning, but it was something they learned about from since their childhood. It was those teachings by Jesus Christ over and over when he predicted about his death and resurrection. It was an aha moment. All of a sudden, it all made sense to them. From their conscious and unconscious ignorance, they now realized what was actually happening around them. And I want to share this 3 minutes length video from YouTube, which will help me explain what this unconscious ignorance is all about. This video reveals something deep in our hearts, something that prevents us from seeing the real world, something that causes some kind of numbness to our moral senses. No matter what this cause is, it makes us ignore or sometimes makes us pretend that these problems don't even exist around us. And this is not only about homelessness. If you're a sports fan, this past week we heard about Donald Sterling, who was an NBA team owner for more than 30 years. And he was banned from the league for the language he used that was not respectful to the people of other ethnicity. People were angry at this ignorance because it clearly showed how some people still has a racist mentality in this year of 2014. It was an incident that revealed what people might really have in their minds about other races. It was an incident that broke the trust that was built so hard by so many sacrifices. Not only that, this past Friday, some of you may heard this Boston Bruins fans tweeting racist comments towards P.K. Subban, who is a Montreal Canadiens defenseman. From this land of New England, where it is historically known for and proud to be more progressive and to be on the front lines of civil rights movement and social justice issues. In this very land, it was clear that there are still many people who think it is okay to say those discriminating and hurting words to others. All these happened within this past week. Now, what about us? What about in the city of Malden? What about in our schools and our work sites? Can we say that we are totally immune or totally clean from all the racism around us? How many times did we stay silent, pretend that we didn't see or hear anything? How many times did we just try to escape that moment for our convenience? Frederick Buchner, who is a pastor and a theologian, interprets Emmaus, the city of Emmaus, as the place we go to in order to escape. It's a place for an escape. It's a bar, a movie, wherever it is, we throw up our hands and say, let the whole damn thing go hang. It makes no difference anyway. Emmaus may be buying a new suit or a new car or smoking more cigarettes that you really want or reading a second-rate novel or even writing one. Emmaus may be going to church on Sunday. Emmaus is whatever we do or wherever we go to make ourselves forget that the world holds nothing sacred, that even the ideas about love and freedom and justice that have always in time been twisted out of shape by selfish men for selfish ends. This is what Buchner said. Buchner saw Emmaus as our hiding place, a place of our ignorance. After Jesus was revealed to them and disappeared from their sight, the disciples were not sad to see him go. Instead, the disciples said to each other, "Weren't our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the road and when he explained the scriptures to us?" And now let us travel our time machine to year 1839. In the year of 1839, 175 years ago from today, that's what happened. That is exactly what happened in the city of Malden. During the cold winter of 1839 to 1840, spiritually fired up people were coming out of the streets, and the gospel was spreading into every household. Among these converts, Mrs. Lydia Ray, with her heart fired up with the Spirit, bothers to start a Sunday school from scratch to teach the Bible to more people. And this small Sunday school group in Maplewood Square, after 18 years, becomes the Maplewood Methodist Church, which is the oldest church from the seven churches who later merged to form this body, Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. This choice, made by this one single person 175 years ago, founded the long and rich history of Christianity in this corner. The key to the famous Walk of Emmaus story, a story where Jesus revealed himself to the disciples, I believe the key to this story is within the actions of disciples. These disciples, regardless how depressed and sad they were, they didn't ignore the strange person's need. When they thought this person was trying to continue on his walk, they invited him to their house to have a place to sleep overnight. They didn't think, he's a grown-up, so he must be able to take care of himself. Or, we need to take care of ourselves first, because it's been a long weekend. We can provide hospitality, or we can practice love sometime else when we are in a better mood. But they chose to provide hospitality, and they chose to practice generosity to the stranger. And when they chose to do that, their actions led their eyes open to realize the risen Christ before them. Their choice transformed their ignorance into knowledge. We confess that there are so many situations we choose to ignore in our lives. And sometimes we even ignore the fact that such ignorance won't solve anything. Maybe we are just assuming that if we wait, someone will. Someone who is more courageous than us will change the world for us. However, the reality is that, and we all know this reality, that poverty, racial discrimination, violence, favoritism, economic injustice, and other social problems will not be solved by a heroic figure. The gospel is clearly telling us today. Jesus is walking with us and giving us a chance. Jesus is walking with us and giving us a chance. And it is our choice to welcome him to our homes and our lives. It is our choice to welcome him to our homes and our lives. It is our choice to say, "Jesus, stay with us. Stay with us." And when we do that, when we overcome our own ignorance, perhaps we'll all experience that aha moment together, that we will all say, "Yes, this is the love. Yes, this is the justice. Yes, this is the peace. And yes, this is the kingdom of God that we were waiting for." And as we are the people of Easter, as we are the people of resurrection, that witness to the risen Christ, my life and your life, it won't be the same again. And it shouldn't be the same again. Amen.